My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
All right, so get this. Someone sends us this guide about reversing age, and they think we're just going to skim it. No way. We are diving deep, deep, deep into the scientific process of reversing age, unlocking the secrets to youthful living.
Who?
And you are going to want to stick with us for this. Think of it as your, like, cheat sheet to basically feeling younger and healthier and ready to, like, take on the world again.
I love that. And, you know, one of the things that really struck me about this guide is that it doesn't just jump into, you know, all those trendy biohacking tips that you see everywhere.
Right.
It really takes this kind of deep dive into the science of aging.
Oh, okay.
Which I think is really important because it gives us that sort of solid foundation to understand how our bodies are actually changing over time.
Okay, so wrinkles and gray hair, that's just the beginning.
Exactly. It's just the tip of the iceberg.
Okay.
It's like, think of it this way. Aging is happening on multiple levels.
Yeah.
We've got our cells, our hormones, our metabolism, even our brains are getting in on the action.
Oh, fantastic.
And so it's not just this, like, one villain we're fighting.
Right.
But it's like a whole team of age-related changes that are happening.
Are you saying there's no, like, magic pill?
You got it. There's no one magic bullet.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean that we're powerless.
Oh, good.
One of the things that this guide really emphasizes is that, you know, our lifestyle choices really have a huge impact on how we age.
Yeah.
This isn't about just kind of passively accepting the years as they go by.
Yeah.
But it's about actively shaping how those years feel.
Okay. So it's not about, you know, quantity. It's about quality.
Exactly.
Right. Those years really matter. I like that.
Yeah. It's about making those years count.
Yeah.
And this guide, it doesn't just like stop at theory. It gives us all this practical advice.
Oh, perfect.
And all starts with nutrition.
Okay. Yeah.
Makes sense. We are what we eat.
Exactly. Exactly. And it actually boldly calls nutrition the foundation of youth, which I think is very appropriate. I like that. But does that mean I got to like start chugging kale smoothies every day?
Thankfully not.
Okay. Phew.
It's not about deprivation or anything like that.
Okay, good.
The guide is all about those sustainable changes that we can actually stick with.
Yes.
You know.
Really.
And one of the big things it dives deep into is the Mediterranean diet.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about this.
Yeah. It's the one that's consistently linked to a longer, healthier life.
Uh-huh.
But here's the thing. Here's the kicker.
Okay.
Some research even suggests that it could play a role in actually slowing down cognitive decline.
Wait, hold on. So I get to enjoy, like, delicious food and potentially keep my brain sharp.
You got it.
That's a win-win.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, come in. But, you know, there's also all this talk about calorie restriction.
Right. And the guide definitely touches on that.
Okay.
So think about it this way. Sometimes our bodies are so busy, like digesting food,
right,
that they can't focus as much
right
on cellular repair. So calorie restriction, whether that's through, you know, intermittent fasting or just being mindful of our portions.
Yeah. Okay.
It might give those cells the breathing room they need to really repair and regenerate.
Oh, so it's like hitting the reset button.
Yeah.
Kind giving your body a chance to catch its breath.
Exactly.
Okay, so we are nourishing our bodies.
Uh-huh.
But what about keeping them active? You know what I mean?
Yeah, and the guide doesn't disappoint on this front.
Okay, good.
It actually refers to exercise as the fountain of youth.
I love that.
And it really makes this strong case for the importance of strength training.
Okay. I get the whole cardio thing, you know, keeping your heart healthy.
Yeah.
But lifting weights, isn't that more of a like a vanity thing?
You'd be surprised.
Really?
As we age, we naturally start to lose muscle mass.
Oh, okay.
Which can make us weaker and more prone to falls.
Right, right.
Strength training actually counteracts this.
Okay.
It helps to keep our metabolism revved up.
Uh-huh.
Keeps our bones strong.
Oh.
And it really can make a big difference in our overall health and well-being.
Wow, I never thought of it that way. So it's less about, like, you know, getting those big muscles and more about, like, maintaining your independence as you age.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
And don't underestimate those compound movements like squats and deadlifts.
Okay.
Those are like your multitasking superheroes for your muscles.
Okay.
They work several muscle groups at once, yeah. So you're getting the maximum efficiency.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes I feel like the best workout I can get is a good night's sleep.
Oh, absolutely. And the guide completely agrees with you on that.
Okay, good.
It calls sleep, you ready for this, the unsung hero of youthfulness.
I love it.
Right. Because quality sleep is crucial for everything from cellular repair to hormone balance. Mm-hmm. And it even affects our mood, you know.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. It's not just about the quantity of sleep that we're getting, but it's really about the quality of that sleep.
Okay, so how do we get, like, truly restful sleep?
Well, one of the big things is consistency.
Mm.
Our bodies thrive on routine.
Oh, okay.
So going to bed and waking up around the same time every day, even on the weekends,
yeah,
can make a huge difference.
Yeah.
The guide also talks about creating this kind of sleep-inducing environment.
Oh, okay. Like what?
So think dark, cool, quiet.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Maybe some blackout curtains to make sure the temperature is good. Maybe even a white noise machine to block out any distractions.
Yeah. It's like creating a little sanctuary.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like a sleep sanctuary.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then, of course, we can't forget about those screens.
Yes.
Right. That blue light that they emit can really disrupt our melatonin production, which makes it harder to fall asleep and stay asleep.
Right.
So the guide recommends at least an hour of digital detox before bed.
Yeah. That's hard, but I'm trying. Okay, so I'm starting to get it now.
Yeah.
We're talking nutrition, we're talking exercise, we're talking sleep. All of this really can have an impact on how we age.
It really does.
But speaking of things that age us, we can't forget about stress.
Absolutely. And the guide makes a really bold statement here.
Okay.
It says, chronic stress can accelerate aging.
Hmm.
And there's actually a lot of research to back that up.
You know, I always feel like stress makes me look older. But is there, like, a scientific connection?
Oh, absolutely. So when we're stressed, our body releases this hormone called cortisol.
Yeah.
And in short bursts, that can actually be helpful.
Okay.
But when it's constantly elevated,
right,
that leads to inflammation throughout the body, which can actually damage our cells and tissues, which speeds up that aging process.
So it's not just in my head?
No, it's not just in your head.
Okay. It's like literally aging me from the inside out.
Exactly.
So how can we fight back against this?
Well, the guide actually gives us a whole bunch of different stress-busting techniques.
Oh, okay, good.
So things like mindfulness and meditation.
Yes.
Have been shown to calm the mind and reduce anxiety.
Right.
Even something as simple as deep breathing can activate what's called the relaxation response in our bodies.
Yeah.
Which helps to lower our heart rate and blood pressure.
You know, I've tried deep breathing,
yeah,
and it really does, like, shift your mood.
It's amazing how powerful it is, right?
Right.
And then we can't forget about the importance of social connections.
Oh, yeah.
Having strong social support. So that's, you know, close friends, family, a sense of community.
Uh-huh.
It can actually make us more resilient to stress, improve our mood, and even contribute to a longer, healthier life.
Okay. So it's not just about what we do for ourselves, but it's about kind of nurturing those connections with other people.
Exactly.
Okay. Wow, we've covered a lot.
We have.
Like nutrition, exercise, sleep, stress management.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else?
Well, the guide actually goes even further.
Oh.
It dives into some of the cutting edge research.
Oh, wow.
And therapies that are really pushing the boundaries of age reversal.
Hold on. Are we talking like sci-fi stuff here?
It might sound futuristic, but it's based on real science.
Okay.
And one of the areas that's generating a lot of buzz is telomere research.
Okay, I've heard of telomeres.
Yeah.
But explain it to me like I'm five, you know?
Okay, so imagine your chromosomes are like shoelaces.
Okay.
And the telomeres are those little plastic tips at the end.
Oh, yeah.
That keep them from fraying.
Okay.
And every time a cell divides, those telomeres get a little bit shorter.
Uh-huh.
And when they get too short, the cell stops dividing and might even die.
So they're like tiny clocks ticking away.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Okay.
They're like little tiny clocks inside our cells. And what's really exciting is that research suggests that our lifestyle choices can actually influence the length of those telomeres.
Wait, so like healthy habits can actually slow down those clocks?
That's what the research is indicating.
Wow.
Things like chronic stress, smoking, poor diet, those seem to accelerate that shortening,
uh-huh.
But things like exercise, a healthy diet, managing stress, those can help to preserve their length.
So it's not just about feeling good today. It's about investing in your health for the long term.
Exactly. It's about thinking long term.
Yeah.
And this actually leads to another really exciting area of research. Senolytics.
Senolytics. What are those?
Okay, so as we age, we accumulate these dysfunctional cells.
Okay.
Called senescent cells. They're kind of like zombie cells.
Zombie cells.
Zombie cells. They refuse to die.
Okay.
But they're also not functioning properly.
Oh, that's not good.
No, it's not good. And these cells contribute to inflammation and tissue damage.
Oh, wow.
Which accelerates the aging process.
So our bodies are basically becoming like graveyards.
Well, that's a little morbid.
Okay. Okay.
But you get the idea.
All right. I'm with you.
So how do senolytics fit into all of this?
Well, they're basically a class of drugs that are designed to target and eliminate these senescent cells.
So they're like tiny little assassins.
Yeah. They're like little assassins cleaning up the cellular debris that's contributing to aging.
That's amazing.
And while the research is still in its early stages, early studies have suggested that removing these cells might actually improve various age-related conditions.
Wow.
Potentially even extending lifespan.
This is all blowing my mind. Is there any limit to what science can achieve?
Well, we're also seeing really fascinating developments in the field of gene therapy.
Oh, wow.
Where scientists are actually exploring the potential of using gene editing techniques to modify genes that are involved in the aging process.
Okay, so we're talking about like editing out the genes that make us susceptible to age-related diseases.
That's the ultimate goal.
Wow.
It's very experimental.
Okay.
But the potential is truly groundbreaking.
This is incredible. Okay, I need to like take a breath for a second. This is a lot. It's a lot to take in.
But it's so exciting. Before we get like too lost in the future,
right,
let's bring it back down to earth for a second. How does all of this actually play out in real life?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And the guide actually shares some really inspiring personal stories.
Perfect.
Of people who have embraced these principles.
Yeah.
And experienced some pretty incredible transformations.
I love a good success story. So tell me more.
Okay. So one that really stood out to me was Lisa.
Okay.
A 55-year-old woman who was really feeling kind of the weight of age, literally.
Okay.
She was struggling with weight gain, fatigue, and just generally feeling out of sync with her body.
Oh, yeah. I can relate.
Right. We've all been there.
Yeah.
So what did she do to turn things around?
Yeah.
Well, she went all in.
Okay.
She adopted a plant-based diet, started exercising regularly, and even incorporated mindfulness practices into her daily routine.
Wow, she hit the trifecta.
She did.
Okay, what were the results?
Well, they were pretty remarkable. She shed those extra pounds.
Good for her.
Her energy levels went through the roof.
Wow.
And she felt like she had turned back the clock by a decade.
Oh, that's amazing. That's so inspiring. It's like it's never too late.
It really is never too late.
To make these changes.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then there's Tom, a 70-year-old, who had lost his wife a few years earlier and had kind of withdrawn from life.
Mm.
His son actually encouraged him to join a gym.
Oh.
And start strength training.
Oh, that's so nice. It's nice to see that support system.
It is, yeah. And the gym was actually a game changer for Tom.
Really?
Not only did he get physically stronger and more energetic.
Okay.
But he also started connecting with new people.
Oh, nice.
He formed friendships. He found this sense of community that he had been missing.
So it wasn't just about like physical strength. It was about like those social connections and finding his purpose again. Yeah, he even ended up joining a community basketball league.
Go. Get out.
Rekindling this passion that he thought was long gone.
That is incredible. It really just goes to show that age is just a number.
It really is.
Yeah.
And you know what I find really powerful about both Lisa and Tom's stories is that they weren't setting out to achieve like some unrealistic ideal of youth.
Right.
They were just trying to feel their best.
Yeah.
At whatever stage of life they were in.
Right. Exactly. And their transformations were really a testament to the fact that it's never too late to take control of your health and well-being.
Absolutely. And that's what I love about this guide. It's not about chasing some like elusive fountain of youth.
Yeah.
It's about making informed choices.
Right.
That empower us.
Yeah.
To live our best lives.
Yeah.
Regardless of age.
Absolutely. It's about understanding that aging is like a natural part of life.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be a downward spiral.
Exactly.
You know what? I think this is a good place to pause, kind of reflect on everything we've learned.
Yeah.
It's been a lot.
It has.
But it's so fascinating.
It is fascinating. And we're not done yet. When we come back,
okay,
we're going to dive even deeper into the cutting-edge research.
Yes.
That's shaping the future.
Oh, I can't wait.
Of age reversal.
I can't wait. So until then, everyone, think about, like, what resonated with you most today? What small steps can you take to, like, start shaping your own aging journey?
Absolutely.
Remember, the power to live a long, healthy, fulfilling life is in your hands.
That's right. So welcome back to our deep dive into the scientific process of reversing age.
Yes.
And before we got kind of swept away in Lisa and Tom's stories.
Right.
We were talking about those amazing telomeres.
Yeah, those tiny little chromosome protectors.
Yeah.
It's fascinating to me that, like, our lifestyle choices can actually, like, impact how long they are.
Yeah.
It's like we have more control over our biological clocks than we think.
Exactly. And that's what's so amazing about it. It's like we're not just passive bystanders in this aging process.
Yeah.
We can actually do things to influence it.
Okay.
And one of the things we talked about was stress.
Right.
Chronic stress.
Yeah.
It doesn't just make us feel older. It can actually shorten those telomeres.
Oh, wow.
But on the flip side, managing stress through mindfulness, meditation, spending time in nature. You know, actually helps to protect them.
So it's not just about, like, living longer. It's about, like, the quality of those years.
Absolutely. It's about making those years count.
Okay.
And, you know, we were also talking about those other cutting-edge therapies.
Oh, yeah.
Like senolytics.
Senolytics? Are those, like, really a thing?
They are becoming more and more of a reality.
Really?
So remember those senescent cells we talked about?
Yeah, the zombie cells.
The zombie cells that are just kind of hanging out.
Right, causing trouble.
Causing trouble, contributing to inflammation and aging.
Right.
Senolytics are drugs that are specifically designed to target and eliminate those cells.
So it's like a cleanup crew.
Yeah, like a targeted cleanup crew.
For your cells. Okay, what's the latest, like, where are we at with the research in that area?
So it's a really rapidly evolving field.
Okay.
And scientists are making some incredible progress.
Okay.
Early studies have shown that removing these cells in animal models can actually improve a range of age-related conditions.
Okay.
From heart disease to joint problems, even cognitive decline.
Wow. So it's like we can just, like, clear out those dysfunctional cells and hit the reset button on our bodies.
That's the hope. That's the exciting potential of senolytics.
Okay.
And it's not just about treating existing conditions.
Yeah, right.
But researchers are also looking at, like, can we use these to prevent these age-related diseases from happening in the first place?
So it's like preventative medicine.
Exactly. Paving the way for a healthier, more vibrant later life.
This is all, like, so incredible, but it's also a lot. It's like, how do you even, like, keep up with all of these discoveries?
It is a lot. It's like drinking from a fire hose.
Right.
But I think the important thing to remember is that while the science might be complex, the message is pretty simple.
Okay.
By making healthier choices today, we can actually influence how we age tomorrow.
So it's not about, like, becoming, like, a biohacker or chasing, like, all the latest fads. Yeah.
Right.
It's about just making sustainable changes
that
support your well-being.
And, you know, that leads us to another really important concept that the guide highlights: personalized medicine.
Okay.
Which is basically the idea that there's no one-size-fits-all approach to aging.
Right.
What works for one person might not work for another.
Totally.
So instead of just following, like, some generic set of rules, it's about really figuring out what works best for your own unique body and your lifestyle.
So it's like we all need, like, a personalized roadmap.
Exactly. A personalized roadmap for aging well.
Yes.
And advances in genetic testing and all those other diagnostic tools are really making it possible to tailor these interventions to an individual's specific needs.
But that also makes me think, like, as all this stuff becomes more and more available, how do we make sure that it's, like, accessible to everyone?
That's a really important point. It's like, we don't want to create a situation where it's only available to, like, the wealthy.
Right, exactly.
So as we kind of venture further into this uncharted territory of age reversal, we have to really consider those ethical implications.
Absolutely.
And make sure that these advancements benefit society as a whole.
So it's about, like, using these discoveries responsibly to, like, enhance human health and well-being for everyone.
Exactly. It's not about creating a society that's obsessed with eternal youth. But it's about empowering people to live longer, healthier, more fulfilling lives, regardless of their background or their circumstances.
I like that. And as we're like talking about all this, you know, these personal stories and the vibe, it really, it's not just about the quantity of years, is it?
It's not.
It's really about the quality.
Absolutely.
Like Lisa, the woman we were talking about,
right?
It wasn't just a physical transformation.
Yeah, right. It was more than that.
It was like a whole shift in her mindset.
Absolutely. It's like taking care of her physical health opened up this whole new chapter of self-discovery and empowerment.
Yeah.
She started prioritizing her needs. She started setting boundaries, engaging in activities that brought her joy.
Uh-huh.
You know, she rediscovered this passion for painting. She even started volunteering at a local animal shelter.
So it was about like creating this life that was like richer and more meaningful.
Exactly. And then remember Tom, the 70-year-old?
Yeah, yeah.
Who found this new lease on life through strength training?
Yeah, yes.
Remember he reconnected with his love of basketball.
And that community.
And joined that community league.
Yeah. I love that. It's amazing how like physical activity can have like this ripple effect on other areas of your life.
And it did for him. Mm-hmm. His newfound strength and vitality, it kind of spilled over into other areas of his life.
Yeah.
He started traveling, which is something he'd always wanted to do.
Yeah.
He reconnected with old friends and family members.
So it was like, you know, his physical transformation like opened up all these possibilities and experiences.
But it's like it gave him permission to embrace life again.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think what's so inspiring about both Lisa and Tom's stories is that it wasn't about striving for this, like, unattainable ideal of youth, you know?
Right.
It was about embracing their age and finding ways to thrive within it.
Right. It's about realizing that aging doesn't have to be, like, this decline. It can be, like, an opportunity for growth, you know?
Absolutely. And continued evolution.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really powerful message for all of us, no matter where we are on that aging journey.
I love that. I think that's a great place to just like pause, kind of reflect on everything we've talked about.
Yep.
About the potential we have to shape our own aging experience.
Absolutely. And when we come back, we'll wrap up our exploration of the scientific process of reversing age.
Okay.
And leave you with some thought-provoking questions to ponder.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive, everyone. We've been on this incredible journey, you know, exploring the science of aging.
Yeah.
Talking about all this cutting-edge research.
Genius.
And hearing those incredible stories of Lisa and Tom, you know, transforming their lives.
Yeah, really inspiring.
It's pretty amazing to think about how much power we actually have to influence our own aging process.
It really is empowering, isn't it? It's like this deep dive has really shown that, you know, aging isn't just something that passively happens to us.
Right.
We can make choices today.
Yeah.
That really ripple out into the future.
It's like we're shaping how we experience those years ahead.
Exactly. And it's not just about living longer.
Right.
It's about living better.
Absolutely. Like Lisa and Tom, their story, you know, it wasn't about just erasing wrinkles or getting back, you know, youthful energy. It was about embracing life with like more purpose.
Exactly. It was about vitality. It was about purpose. It's like, think of it this way. Reversing age, it's not a destination. It's a journey.
Right.
It's this ongoing journey of like self-discovery and growth.
Yeah.
It's about constantly challenging ourselves to learn and adapt.
Yeah.
And find that joy in each stage of life.
Yeah, that really resonates with me. It's not about like clinging to some, you know, idealized version of youth.
Yeah.
It's about like being present.
Making the most of right now, but also building a future that you're excited about.
I love that. And, you know, this guide really emphasizes that aging gracefully isn't about denying that time is passing.
Right.
But it's about like embracing the wisdom and the resilience and all the experiences that come with it.
It's about recognizing that every stage of life has its own unique, like, beauty and challenges.
Absolutely. And I think that kind of brings us back to that fundamental question.
Okay.
What does reversing age actually mean to you?
Hmm.
Is it about feeling more energetic?
Yeah,
is it about, like, reclaiming that physical vitality?
Yeah.
Or is it something deeper?
Right.
Something that goes beyond just the physical?
That's a great question. It's like, you know, finding that balance where you feel good in your mind and your body and your spirit, no matter what age you are.
That's beautifully put. And remember, you know, it's an evolving definition.
Yeah.
What matters most is that you're actively participating in this process.
That you're making choices that support your well-being.
Yeah.
And creating a life that feels meaningful to you.
You know, as we're wrapping up,
yeah,
I want to leave our listeners with this thought. Imagine yourself 10 years from now.
Okay.
What does your ideal vision of aging look like?
And what steps
yeah.
can you take today
yeah.
to start moving towards that vision?
Remember, you have the power to shape your aging journey. Thanks for joining us on this exploration of the scientific process of reversing age.
It's been a pleasure.
We hope you learned some things, you're feeling inspired to take charge of your well-being. Until next time, keep diving deep, keep questioning, and keep embracing the journey.